All schools in the West African country of Liberia have been shut down and non-essential government workers sent home for 20 days as authorities attempt to halt the spread of the deadly Ebola virus. The UN says close to 700 people have died from the virus in West Africa since this outbreak began. So with countries on high alert to prevent the spread of the deadly disease, what's being done here to protect public health? We're joined on the line now by Dr. Dorina O'Flanagan, who's Director of the Health Protection Surveillance Centre with the HSE. Dr. O'Flanagan, thank you for joining us. What steps, if any, has Ireland taken to deal with this outbreak and the potential of it reaching our shores?
Good morning, Claire. It's important to say while Ebola virus is indeed one of the most dangerous and virulent viruses with up to 90% fatality rate, it's not highly infectious. It doesn't spread through the air like measles, and unlike flu, people are not infectious until they have symptoms. So therefore, it doesn't cause pandemics. And the people who are at most risk from this virus are the people who are living in the communities in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. So, however, because it is such a serious disease, there are plans in place in Ireland should such a case present in Ireland. And you know, these plans have been in place for a long time. The original guidance for the management of viral hemorrhagic diseases was published in 2002, and it was more recently updated in 2012 when the National Isolation Unit in the Mater, as the designated centre for managing cases of viral hemorrhagic diseases and other highly infectious viruses, was set up. So protocols and guidance documents have been prepared, and they have been sent through the system to general practitioners, to emergency departments, to infectious disease consultants, microbiologists, and the ambulance service.
Because in England, the Public Health England has briefed border officials and airport staff on the symptoms. Are we doing anything like that here?
Yeah, we have. We have our we have a Port Health Committee, and the Port Health Committee has been in touch with colleagues in ports, and the Port Health Environmental Health Officers have also information on the signs and symptoms of viral hemorrhagic disease, and indeed other viruses. You know, Ebola virus isn't the only virus that we have been monitoring. There's also the Middle East respiratory syndrome virus, MERS-CoV, and also, you know, the avian flu, H7N9 in China. So we have been sending out advice on all these emerging viral threats.
Because the world is so interconnected now, I mean, I know you said at the beginning that it's the communities immediately affected by this outbreak that really need to worry here. But are we not facing potentially a major threat because people are so mobile now?
Yeah, that's true. It is always possible, you know, that somebody who has visited the affected country could return. But it's much more likely if somebody comes back with symptoms from these affected countries that they have an illness such as malaria or typhoid, or even, you know, the common infections that infect us all, like pneumonia or urinary tract infection. So, you know, the guidance would indicate what the physicians should do in assessing a patient and see if they really are at risk.
And what should people be looking out for, Dorina, if they have returned from one of these areas, or if they suspect or they're worried that they might have contracted this virus?
Okay, so the thing is, if within 21 days they returned from one of these affected areas and they have a fever, well, then it's important to go to their general practitioner for assessment. And if necessary, their family doctor then will refer them and ring through to you know, the emergency departments and hospitals, asking what's the best way to send this patient in for assessment. And then the patient will be assessed to see whether or not they have had true contact, you know, with people who have been suffering from Ebola in these affected countries, you know, whether or not they've been in contact with dead bodies, whether or not they've had exposure to eating, you know, wild animals, bush meat. These are the major risks that occur, or indeed whether they, you know, were a healthcare worker looking after some of these patients. But the symptoms of the disease will be initially, in the initial stages, will be fever, weakness, muscle pain, headache, sore throat. Then they go on to get sicker and have vomiting, diarrhea. And finally, then they get rash and bleeding from, you know, into internal organs and also from external orifices like mouth, eyes. You know, they can get bloody diarrhea. So those would be, you know, the symptoms at the later stage. But as I said, people returning from these areas are much more likely to have the common illnesses such as malaria, typhoid, etc.
Okay. Dr. Dorina O'Flanagan, Director of the Health Protection Surveillance Centre, thank you for joining us, and apologies for the quality of the phone line.